in the matter that we're discussing of how to handle conflict biblically, we must deal with the whole question of forgiveness. Where does that fit in? What is forgiveness? How do I experience it? Because the Word of God has a great deal to say about forgiveness. For example, God says in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verses 31 and 32, Ephesians 4, 31 and 32, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you along with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted," note this now, "forgiving each other just as God in Christ also has forgiven you." And so there we have God's very clear injunction regarding the matter of forgiveness. We are to forgive. We say, that's right. Especially when it's the other person that should forgive me. But what about me extending forgiveness to them? How do I do that? What does it mean in a very practical way? Well, first of all, forgiveness must never be based on feeling. Because forgiveness is a command from God. We've just read it. We are to forgive one another as God has forgiven us in Christ. In that same way. Now, a commandment is not obeyed on the basis of feeling. A commandment is obeyed on the basis of an act of the will. And so, forgiveness cannot be based on feeling. Many times I've talked with people, and I say, well, have you forgiven that person? Well, no. How can I forgive them? I still feel hurt. I still feel that they were unfair. I still feel that what they did wasn't just, or whatever feeling they have. And I say, well, I understand that. I'm not asking if you've gotten over your feelings. I'm asking if you've forgiven them. Well, how can I forgive somebody if I still feel that way? In the same way that we make a decision to obey God in any area. You see, we don't obey God always because we feel like it. We obey God because we know it's what He has asked us, and because we know it's right, and because He promises to bless those who obey Him. A command is to be obeyed, not because I feel like it, but because God says I should. I remember a situation in which I was involved where two people were at odds with one another. Actually, it was one person that had had a resentment against the other person for 16 years. Can you imagine that? 16 years. And the day came that they were at the same function together, and I happened to be there. And this person who had the grievance for 16 years shared it with me and asked what they should do, and so I gave them whatever biblical guidelines I could give them, and I asked them if they would be willing to go and be reconciled with that person, and they said yes, they would. In fact, they had been looking forward to it. So I went to the second person. Let's call that person B. The first person will be A. A was the one who had this grievance for 16 years. I went to B and I said, B, do you realize that there is someone here who has had a difficulty with you for 16 years over something that took place back that long ago? And B said, I wasn't aware of it. And I said, well, you know, it's very important to A, and I really feel that you should get together and discuss it with them. And so B said, all right. And we set up an appointment. And I remember the day that we went to B's room. And as A and I got out of the elevator, we walked into the hallway, and we stopped for a moment. And I asked A, are you all right? And A said, yes, but I could tell something was bothering. And finally I said, what's bothering you right now? And A said, I can hardly wait to talk to that person. I want them to have to suffer like I've suffered for 16 years. And I stopped in the hallway and I said to A, just a minute, my friend. We will not take one further step until you are willing to exhibit a spirit of forgiveness. And then we'll go in and work on the reconciliation. And A stood there and struggled and finally said, you're right. I do want to forgive them. And with a different spirit, we walked into the room, and I watched God put together that relationship and bring about a reconciliation and take care of that long-standing hurt and bring about the beginning of a real healing. Well, this is what we must do. A did not feel like forgiving at that moment. All they could think of were the 16 years of resentment that had been there, and they wanted somehow to strike back at B. But by an act of the will, they had to extend forgiveness. And in time, God took care of the feelings, you see. So, forgiveness is not based on feeling, but on obedience. And forgiveness must be extended by the offended party. B could not demand that A forgive him. A had to extend forgiveness to B, voluntarily. And so the person who has been offended must be willing to extend forgiveness and communicate that to the one who offended. In Luke 17, 3 through 6, we have some very important guidelines that the Lord gave his disciples and to us regarding the matter of forgiveness. He's talking to them in this chapter, and he says this, "Be on your guard." Now, whenever I read that kind of a statement, I stop a minute and I say, well, now let's see, what am I to be on my guard about? So whenever you read a statement like that, take time to ask yourself, what is it I'm to be on my guard about? And then Jesus goes on, "If your brother sins, rebuke him." That is to say, bring it to his attention. Rebuke doesn't mean scold. It doesn't mean make him feel bad about what he's done. It just means help him see what he's done. Rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times a day and returns to you 7 times saying, "I repent," forgive him. Now, the apostles' reaction to that was just about what yours and mine would be. They said, "Lord, increase our faith." We'd probably say it in different terms. We'd probably say, "Lord, you can't mean that. Lord, you've got to be kidding. Lord, you've got to do something special for me if you want me to forgive like that." And the interesting answer that Jesus gave, he said, no, you don't need more faith. That's what the disciples asked for. The Lord said, "You don't need more faith. If you had faith like a mustard seed." In other words, if you would just believe and do what I've asked you. That's what he's saying. Faith and obedience run parallel. And so if I say I believe something, then I must obey it. And Jesus was saying, if you just do what I'm asking, if you would exercise that much faith, just do what I've said, forgive, it would be like saying to this mulberry tree, "Be uprooted and planted in the sea," and it would obey you. What he's saying is, you'd think that's a miracle, wouldn't you? If you said to this tree, "Be uprooted," and it disappeared, you'd say, "Wow, that's a miracle." Jesus is saying, look, if you'll just do what I've just told you, if you'll forgive, if you'll obey me that way and forgive, the results will be far more miraculous than saying to this tree, "Be uprooted and cast into the sea." You'll be surprised at what can happen in relationships. The barriers that will be removed, the walls of hostility that will come down, if you're willing to forgive immediately, not withhold it, but as soon as a person comes and says, "I'm sorry," as soon as a person recognizes they're wrong, forgive them. "Oh, but I don't feel like it." Forgive them. You'll be surprised the fantastic results it'll have.